Good morning. I'm Ann Chesley. I've lived here since about 1998. I went to college here. My testimony is a tearjerker for me. Let's pray first. Pray with me. Dear Lord, give me your strength. Thank you for your grace and mercy. Thank you for the cross. Guide us. In your name I pray. Amen. Job, if you remember Job, he lost his family, his wealth, and his health. What did he do? He remained devoted to God. He declares, though he slay me, I will hope in him. And he adds, indeed, this will turn out for my deliverance. I'm going to start my testimony in the middle of my story. In 2009, my family of four went camping at Soldier Creek. We set up our tent, we ate a meal, and we sat around a campfire looking at the stars in heaven. Jodine was four. Tall, blonde girl, you may have seen her. She was four. Sadie was a few months old. Yes, I took an infant camping. Dr. Christie said they can go anywhere that you go. Okay. So as we looked upward at the sky, I confessed that I was ready to be in heaven. I was ready to be with my dad and my brother, who had gone before me, and my four-year-old said to me thoughtfully, but Mom, I'm here. Sadie's here. Dad is here. Wow. So the Bible tells us in Psalms that children are a gift from God. And in Proverbs, he gives us very clear instructions what we should do with these gifts. And I knew that. I knew. I'd been taught all the things. I knew all the things. I knew. But how could I possibly teach these children these gifts from God? Not me. It couldn't possibly be me. So like Job, I had lost my family, my wealth, and my health. In 1992, a plane crash claimed the earthly lives of my dad and brother. And along with that, in several months and even years, I lost all the things that went with that. Horses, 12,000 acres of the most beautiful playground you'd ever see. I had everything. I had a beautiful family, I had a beautiful place, I had horses and cattle, and I had grass and green and the sun, and it was gone. I lost it all. I lost half my family. I lost my mother and father's income. Wealth is gone, family's gone. Adults in my life told me to be strong. Be strong for your mom. Okay. I was 13. What did that mean? I didn't know. Does that mean to not cry? Does that mean to be tough? How was the angry, angry girl from the hills gonna be strong, be tough? I was lost. Was I like Job? Did I hold on to my faith that I'd learned through my childhood? All the things that I knew, did I run to our Savior? Did I ask for grace and mercy, guidance, forgiveness? Did I pray faithfully like Job? No. I felt that I'd been abandoned. I felt shame and darkness, and that I had been betrayed. I was sure that the Lord had forsaken me. So I thought that I could fix this. I was going to do anything I could to not feel miserable. And I do mean anything. I started drinking alcohol, at the ripe old age of 13, a lot of alcohol, started smoking cigarettes, and I surrounded myself with like-minded people. It was fun. I graduated from high school, barely, and I do mean barely, by the grace of God. I went to college, and I found even more like-minded people. Lots of them. It was awesome. They were rebellious and sinful, all the things. The one constant in my life, my mom, wasn't at college with me. Even better. She always, always, always had my back, but she wasn't there. And my, I'll fix it, I'm strong, I'm tough, I won't cry, world. Soon drinking alcohol and smoking and doing drugs and breaking the law became a way of life. Yes, I went to jail. Yes, I went to jail. Who rescued me? My mom. It may sound like I didn't know any better, but I did. I knew God. I prayed from time to time. I remembered all the things I was taught. I prayed to pass the test that I didn't study for because I was drinking. I prayed to not get caught breaking the law again. I prayed that I would find a guy that I could stand to be around for more than a few hours. I didn't walk the walk. I spent 18 years unwilling to dedicate my life to our Savior. 18 years. Some of you aren't even that old. I met my best friend and future husband in 1999. He was fun to hang out with, rarely questioned my poor choices. Perfect. Right? No, not really. When I realized he loved me, I became standoffish. My crazy way of thinking continued, be strong, I'm gonna fix this, was going to scare him away. I made unrealistic demands. Oh, you don't know the Lord's Prayer? Can't date you. You don't know about God's promise and a rainbow? No, you're not the guy for me. You haven't been baptized? Oh, yeah, that's not gonna work. So I pushed him away. That was my fix. But what should I do? No one to turn to, or so I thought. I asked my mom, what do I do? She wasn't helpful in the way I had hoped that she would be. She reminded me of the time I had explained the Holy Spirit to my dad when I was 4, how it opened him. And I remembered seeing him when he first believed. I remember his face. I'd never seen him cry, and there were tears in his eye. I was shocked. I remember seeing him baptized in the church that he helped build. Now, Jesus chose to use his dedicated followers, his disciples, to carry the message of salvation. That wasn't me. I'd fallen away from God. In Matthew, it says to go and make disciples of all men, all nations, according to some. I was not a good and faithful follower. How could I make disciples? I was hardly dedicated. I knew the things, but I wasn't living them out. I was not the person to disciple Mike. I was not the person for the job. Here's the health part. Family, wealth, health. Here's health. May 2001, I was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis. Mike still didn't leave. Really, really. Why wouldn't he leave? I tried to give him a way out, and he still stayed. I tried to explain how difficult this disability was going to be, all the terrible things that were about to happen, how he needed to find someone else, not me. Mike stayed. I asked the Lord, is this him? Is this the guy I'm supposed to marry? How can this be? A non-believer. I took 3 different MS drugs over the years. They didn't work for me. The last drug I took nearly killed me. Dr. Christie and I prayed in the hospital. Nadine and I prayed in my bed when I was bedridden, my mom and I prayed. I felt like I was not getting the message. I prayed for understanding, guidance. Physically, I could not see normally. I could not tolerate sound over a whisper. And I would pray, Lord, what am I supposed to learn? I'm not getting it. My dear friend Tabitha came to visit me. And we prayed, and I said, I'm not getting it. Help me know what I'm supposed to get. The words that came from her mouth were not her own. She simply said, it's not about you. I gave up completely. I gave up being strong. I stopped trying to fix things. I'm not powerful. I'm not awesome. I asked Mike to take the girls to church while I was bedridden. Not my regular church. He brought them to Ridgeview. The Spirit came over him. The man that I had prayed for was here. He was ready to lead. Our Savior died for us, and he forgives us, even me, all the terrible things that I've done. I gave up to be strong and that I will fix this because I don't have that power. Now our family trust in Jesus, who teaches us to have peace. In John 16:33, it says, have peace in me. We are a family of believers. We are forgiven because he died for us and he showed us the way. He will never leave us.